I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hey, everyone. Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. We're diving into something super important today, learning to embrace your emotions and validate those feelings you've got swirling around inside. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're plummeting down into a pit of despair. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with information, expectations, and pressures. It's no wonder our emotional landscapes can feel like a chaotic mess sometimes. But here's the thing. Those emotions are valid. They're real. They're part of what makes us human. Ignoring them only leads to more trouble down the line. So how do we navigate this emotional minefield? How do we learn to embrace these feelings without letting them control us? That's what we're breaking down today. First off, understanding that emotions are like waves that come and go. You can't stop the tide, but you can learn to ride the waves. Don't get swept away by the intensity of a feeling. Acknowledge it, observe it, and let it pass. Think of it like watching a storm from a safe distance. You feel the power of the wind and rain, but do not directly in its path. Next up, practice self-compassion. This doesn't mean being overly indulgent or making excuses for your behavior. It means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a good friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate a friend for feeling sad or angry, so why do it to yourself? Remember, everyone has bad days, everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Now, let's talk about acceptance. This is where things get really interesting. Acceptance doesn't mean resigning yourself to a fate you don't want. It means acknowledging the reality of your situation, both the good and the bad, without judgment or resistance. Think about it like this. If you're stuck in traffic, fighting against it only makes the situation worse. Accepting that you're stuck allows you to focus on things you can control, like listening to a podcast or enjoying the scenery. Speaking of controlling what you can control, remember that your thoughts and reactions are within your power. You have the ability to choose how you respond to any given situation. Of course, it's not always easy, but practicing mindfulness, paying attention to the present moment without judgment, can help you develop greater awareness and make more conscious choices. Finally, don't forget to express your emotions in healthy ways. Bottling them up only creates pressure that will eventually explode. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, journal your thoughts and feelings, or engage in physical activity to release pent-up energy. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's a sign of strength and authenticity. You know that feeling when you're trying to hide a big emotion, but it just bubbles over anyway. It can be incredibly draining, right? I remember this one time I was presenting at a conference. Things were going great, then suddenly my microphone cut out mid-sentence. My heart started racing. I felt this wave of panic rising up, and I wanted to disappear. But instead of panicking, I took a deep breath, acknowledged that feeling of embarrassment, and kept going. You know what? The audience was so supportive, they laughed it off, and the rest of the presentation went smoothly. That's the power of embracing your emotions. You don't have to let them control you, but acknowledging them allows you to move forward with grace and resilience. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways for navigating those emotional waves. Ride the wave, practice self-compassion, accept what is, control your reactions, and express yourself healthily. Remember, your feelings are valid, they are a part of who you are, and learning to embrace them is a journey worth taking. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to better understand and manage your emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Life so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom for living a calmer, more confident life. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.